thoughts on this award, and how does it compare to actually winning the Super Bowl?
I think when you work for something so long, meaning like the Super Bowl, it's a you know, really big accomplishment, and it's, you know, something that's sought after after, you know, just so many years, and especially just being an NFL player and not being able to get it after so many years, so it's big. But when you go home and get the comfort from your hometown, sort of where things have started at, and then coming back to your college and getting the, you know, the leadership award, but also meeting old friends and, you know, seeing familiar faces, that brings a whole different feeling, a more sentimental feeling, and touches the heart a little bit.
On that same respect, coming back down here, I was looking on your Twitter, and you're pouring through fan mail, and I said, despite everything, I'm still me, and with nothing without you guys. You know, what does that mean to come back here down to your roots and witness your first fans?
I mean, just like you said, I think the roots should never be lost if they're, you know, entrenched pretty deep down. And that's something that hasn't been lost with me, and I treat everybody like, you know, it's my neighbor. You know, I treat everybody the same, and like you said, I was going through the fan mail, so I treat all my fans the same way. I'm a piece of, you know, all of them, and they create the portrait that they see today. So I just look at it that way.
What is it like coming back to the campus, and what's your overall just impression of how much, you know, the campus has grown over, you know, just the last few years?
Yeah, it's really big, because when I came down, I think it was like, you know, maybe 3 years ago, there wasn't the arena for the basketball team. They didn't have, you know, a lot of the things for, you know, working out, and they didn't have alumni hall there now. And they've changed so much in the last 3 years. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for, you know, progression. And just seeing, you know, just the improvements that they've done so far, it's been a great job. I'm here to support all of it.
Can you describe what this day has been like for you, just from the Capitol or even before that, and State House, and then, you know, being here and what you have going on tonight?
Today has been one of those days where you have that out-of-body experience, to where you talk to the governor, you talk to the lieutenant governor, I mean, people that are very, very important to this state that run things, but not only being part of the House, meaning the Capitol, you get a, you know, DeMarcus Ware Day on this April the 19th, and letting that day be something very special, and getting that home welcoming. I think that's been, you know, very big for me. But then secondly, coming down to your roots, where you worked hard at, and you know, always in football you say, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears, you know, each and every season, and you get the familiar faces of your trainers and coaches and everybody that's been down here, and it feels really great to come back and get that that welcome.
What's it like to know that you're part of the legacy of all the things that have been built around here? But also, so many defensive ends and defensive tackles have played in the NFL that are from Troy. You're one of the first few.
Yeah. You know, Troy, they breed a lot of pass rushers. You know, guys like, you know, Osu Umiura, that came before me, and, you know, Tim Betts, the guy that wore 94 before me, and just having the opportunity to now be part of history and to be part of something, you know, bigger than yourself. I always say, what legacy are you going to leave behind for some people to see, to sort of propel them to do something a little bit better? So that's why I'm here today, and still trying to just share that feeling and share this opportunity with everyone, because it's special to me, and the road is still, you know, rolling right now.
You talked to the football team earlier. What did you have to say to them as young players?
As young players, I mean, just when I first came in, a lot of, you know, those players, they have in their minds of, I'm just playing at Troy University. But I think I sit back and I tell them, take advantage of the opportunity that you have, because you never know where it's going to lead. So use everything that you have to get to where you need to be. And Troy was my stomping ground when everybody sort of discounts you and puts you out. And you guys are in those seats. I was in those seats, you know, where you guys were. And the sky's the limit if you wanted to be, if you can see the sun. And I tell those guys, you know what, shoot for the stars and be yourself. And everything else will happen by itself.
professionally, is the goal to get more rings than OC and Lawrence now?
I wish I could get more rings than OC and Lawrence, but the thing is, you got to take it a year at a time because it's hard, man, to get, you know, two rings because they have two rings, and but those guys are sort of the stepping stones that came before me, and so I'm following behind them, and they've, you know, pulled, you know, sort of built a pretty steady road, so I'm trying to climb up it like they are.
How would you like people to celebrate DeMarcus Ware Day?
You know, I think, you know, with a fist pump, some positivity, and make sure they get a prayer every single day. I can say that for sure because I know I'll be doing that. But it's all about bringing, you know, everyone together in family and the values that make you you. And I think that's, you know, how the day should be, you know, proclaimed each and every day of positivity. And, I mean, everybody can have the negativity in their lives every single day. But, you know, mark this day as some day that when you wake up in the morning, it's a day of change.
I think a lot of people recognize how much you've contributed on the field, but how you've represented Troy off the field. What has kept you from on the straight and narrow and a positive role model for everybody?
I think that the thing is that what sort of, you know, kept me from, you know, keeping astray from everything. I mean, no one's perfect, and they have things that they do that aren't perfect. But the thing is, for me, if you serve a perfect God, you have a good example that sort of keeps you in line. And it's been that way for me all my life. You can, you know, submit to the worldly things or serve something that's eternal. And that's God in my life. So that's the way that I do things.
Two more questions.
What do you think Troy's season will be like in the fall, and will you be coming back for any games?
I will be. If I have a bye week and they have a home game at home, I will be coming back, and I will try to come to Troy before the season starts to try to get some things going around here. And I think, you know, this season is going to be a great season for all of the Trojans, especially after talking to them. And even just talking to Trojan Nation, you know, you got the sound of the South. You know, you got the band, you got, you know, the great team, but also you got guys that want it. And from talking to those guys, they want it this year, and I think this season's really going to turn out like it should.
From a skinny receiver out of Auburn High School to the defensive star you are now, talk about the journey and the transition.
You know, it was a journey for me. Coming from Auburn High School to probably about 190, playing wide receiver, and coming to Troy to the unknown, and them sticking you at defensive end and getting killed for a couple of years. You sort of realize that, you know, if you stay dedicated and stay consistent, the hard work pays off. And to this point right now, you always let the negativity motivate me to doing something a lot better. Instead of being angry letting people sort of belittle me and tell me what I can't do, I let those things sort of fuel me to do something better and with what I had here at Troy.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Thanks, DeMarcus.
I thank you so much.